Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm the bubble home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded,
you gotta live. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcasts, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon, like Brian Blankenship from Pittsburgh. Thanks for your support, Brian. So we love doing these, Jim. I'm not going to make any bones about it. We love doing these bonus podcasts because it gets us an opportunity to expand upon the kind of music we don't have enough time for in our regular broadcast. So give us a little bit of a hint about what you are going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today.
Well, I am going to play a track that people are hearing every week, at least if they have any taste, like me and Alex. This is one of our favorite shows. They are hearing it every week. I'm not going to play that track. I'm going to go back into the past for where I first heard this artist.
That sounds intriguing, Jim. We're going to be back with that in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know when you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back. Jim, what song are you going to add to the Desert Island Jukebox today?
All right, well, Alex and me and my wife Carmel, we're all rabid fans of Yellow Jackets. I think I did a bonus DIJ last year. It's just hearing all this great 90s alt-rock recontextualized in this bizarre horror show, that just captures this zeitgeist with all, no problem with the Bechdel test. Mm-hmm. The women are the stars of this show, right? All right, and every week we hear, no return, this great song, it was not picked up, as a pre-existing piece of music. And Anna Waronker and Craig Wedren were tapped to write this song, right? Those names. All right. Wedren was in a band called Shudder to Think, post-hardcore in the early 90s alt-rock era, while Anna Waronker was in That Dog, lowercase t, lowercase d, and period. after that dog. Who was that dog? You know, I liked them at their time. A couple of records in the early 90s, in the alt-rock feeding frenzy period. I remember my peers in the critical community, such as it was, dissing this band as, this is a word that didn't exist at the time, right? But Nepo Babies,
oh, geez,
right?
Yeah.
Because Anna Waronker, if that name sounds familiar, well, her dad was famous record industry mogul Lenny Waronker, right? You know, part of the Warner Brothers machine. But with great taste. Lenny was always one of those guys, like Seymour Stein, who we recently paid tribute to, who had ears, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that Neil Young respected, that many people loved Lenny Waronker. His son, Joey, would become Beck's drummer and played with R.E.M.
Right.
and Adams for Peace. And Anna had that dog with two other Nepo babies. Petra Hayden on violin and Rachel Hayden on bass. Those sisters, their dad was the great jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. You know, I'm from New Jersey, right? You and I live in Chicago. Nepotism is a way of life, all right? You know, sometimes it is completely unjustified when unqualified people are given positions of privilege or chances that others wouldn't have. And sometimes it's like, hey, you're going to blame the son or daughter for who the father or mother is, you know, that's not always fair. I think that dog was a fine band, you know, very much in the Veruca Salt kind of realm of things. A mix of aggressive grunge would have been the word at the time, but punky music with wonderful bubblegum pop melodies. And hey, they had a violin in the band, right? In their time, Greg, three albums in their first run between the formation in 92 and breaking up in 97. That dog has since reformed a couple of times, and obviously all the members have gone on and continued to make music on their own, various projects. I'm going to go with the song, though, that epitomizes the charms of that dog for me, and I think for our producer, Alex Claiborne, as well. Minneapolis, which was on album number 3. Look, this is a perfect song. And one thing the Yellow Jackets does is really capture that moment, right? You know, meeting this boy or seeing this cute boy at a Jabberjaw, whether that's a club or a band, right? It's unclear. You know, I see this boy. He's running after me. I'm interested. Where's he from, I ask? Minneapolis. That's the chorus again and again and again. Minneapolis. I had just moved at that time from Minneapolis to Chicago. You know, I loved hearing it on the radio. I always have a fond place in my heart for Minneapolis. I met some of the loves of my life at clubs at Minneapolis. They name-checked the entry. And then in the end, the boy wants the singer from That Dog to move to Minneapolis, and no, that won't do. That's enough, all right? I love it. It's such a 90s tune. And I think it would be great if Yellow Jackets at some point slides that into the soundtrack, along with all the wonderful music they've been using. Hole and PJ Harvey and Liz Phair and Belly. Say I'm nostalgic for that period, but I will make the case that that music holds up, that dog holds up. Here is Minneapolis.
The cutest boy I ever saw, he was standing behind me. He was such a dream. He kept looking right my way. I want to see him every day. Randy told me where he lives, in Minneapolis. Hung around.
Minneapolis, 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 by That Dog. Greg, did you like That Dog?
No.
I didn't think so. That's why I was saying some of my peers.
You know, but I'm glad somebody does, you know. I got nothing against them. I did like Petra Hayden's dad, though, a lot. I thought it was
Charlie Hayden.
Great, great bass player.
And were you holding it against her that her dad was?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, it all comes down to what you do. I mean, I'm being overly harsh. I thought they were just fine. I didn't think there was anything. They deserved to put records out. It had nothing to do with their heritage. You know,
We went to so many of those 8 or 10 hour long alt-rock radio bonanza concerts, right? You know, we saw many worse bands than That Dog.
Yeah, that's right. And then it had nothing to do with their parents. It's all about the,
It rises or falls with
the band in front of your face, right?
20 or 30 minutes with That Dog is infinitely preferable to Third Eye Blind or any of the other crap we sat through.
I hear you on that one. That is it for this bonus episode. If you've got thoughts on this episode, start a conversation in our Facebook group or leave a voice message on our website, soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Lauren Holt. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.